I wanted to ask you about Kevin Falk. He's kind of an LSU legend.
Right.
Have you had an opportunity to meet him? Had you met him at all when you were at LSU?
I've talked to Falk a few times. You know, when he's come through at LSU, I don't talk to him there. But say I know him personally, I would be lying. You know, but I think we're going to get to know each other pretty well in these next 4 years, you know, coming into this team. And I know he's a winner. I know he's been very productive here. And I know that running back room is a key group of guys that are different. You know, you look at Woodhead, you look at the Jarvis Green, you look at Kevin Falk, you know, the list goes on. All those guys are in there and they're very productive. They're all champions. They know what it takes to win. So that's what I'm looking forward to, is coming into a winning program and learning from those guys what it's going to take to bring this next Super Bowl right here.
Do you come in really hungry for knowledge to pick the brains of a guy like Kevin Falk or Woodhead who came undrafted, or Ben Jarvis who came undrafted?
It goes to show you that it really doesn't matter what you do. You know, it doesn't matter where you're drafted. It's what you do once you get in there. So, you know, you can get caught up in the draft hype if you want to, but it'll quickly pass you by. So I have to come in here and learn from those guys, like I said, what it takes to win. And that's something that's only going to come with time and experience and hard work. So I know that's what they do around here, and I know that's how this program is run, and anything less is not acceptable. So I'm just coming in here, and I'm going to go hard to work with my new teammates.
Steven, we talked about the four-minute offense last night. Does that kind of excite you, closing out games? You got Tom Brady, you're going to have a lead.
Look, I'm excited to get in here in general. You know what I mean? I don't know if I'm going to be in there on the four-minute offense or not. That's kind of jumping to conclusions. But, you know, if that's my role for this team, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to give it my all. And one thing as a player you're going to get with me is coming in here and playing hard and giving it my whole heart. And like I said, I've got to come in here and learn the offense first before I can even step on the field. So I'm coming in here. I'm going to be humble in my approach and eager to learn. So with that, you know, being said, I think everything will fall into place.
Well, you're good. You just answer the stuff right out of the chutes. We don't even have follow-up.
Sorry about that.
No, it's good. Talk about yourself as a short yardage back. Is there anybody you emulate is in that capacity? If you, Sammy Morris, here, there's a lot of guys who, when you need third and one, third and two, second and two, guy has to always be falling forward. Do you try and subscribe to that?
That's kind of the role that I fell into, you know, this past year at LSU. You know, the back in between the tackles, the back on third and short. When it was crunch time, you know, they kind of gave me the ball. And, you know, I was very blessed in that situation to go out there and be successful in that. So for me, I just take it one day at a time. I don't like to say I'm something I'm not, or, you know, try to be Superman. I just go in there and I play ball, you know, and the chips fall where they fall.